Okay, we're re, oh, you ready?
Yep.
We're reconvening the regular session, regular meeting of the Economic Development Authority Executive Committee. Again, it's March 23rd, and it's 1:09 PM. So many things. I don't care, I'm not afraid to say this on the record. I didn't remember which meeting it came up in before this already, because we've already had two meetings. But I do think, well, here's what I'm gonna do. When I get back to the office, I'm gonna send an email to Christina Volkers, copying the mayor and copying John Shockley, respectfully insisting that she process those, that those be released by her for payment, and stating that as an executive committee, we have decided to recommend to the full board that we not take action related to the proposed compromise, since it seems to be legally sketchy. I may not use that word, but difficult, legally difficult. And that we still believe the best way to go, if people can act in good faith, would be to continue this method and hope that all of the parties concerned, including all of us, Cindy, and all of the city, Christina, can make it work. Until such time as the city council makes a decision to change that, then we will continue to act as the economic development director's supervisor, and that we will oversee all of her expense issues that need to be overseen by us if there are questions, and that they do not go through the city manager based on legal advice. And then, you know, if the city council wants to discuss this further, they know where to find us. You all know what's going to happen, right?
Firestorm.
Oh, well, it'll be up to us to make it a firestorm.
We won't.
If I don't really have the stomach for that, because I recognize that we are not legal, we're not elected officials, and we don't get to make the decision.
No.
I think we have argued ad infinitum so far about this. I'm not afraid to make my points one more time, but I'm not necessarily wanting to go burn the city council meeting down over this. What's going to happen is they're going to make a decision at some point in the next couple of months. They're going to put it on the agenda, and then they'll vote one way or the other. Our response to as to how we deal with Cindy will depend entirely on what they do and their timetable.
Agreed.
But the one thing about the city council, and if they come with a resolution, which as a city council as a whole, we even have city council representation on our EDA committee who doesn't know what EDA does, and spoke at the workshop in a way that she wanted to explain to her what EDA was and how the system worked.
Did I answer her okay?
Yeah, you did good. You did good. And I said to the mayor at that time, I said, this is why this is so important, and she doesn't come to the meetings. So, I mean,
so the question was asked by a representative from city council on the EDA board
about
what the EDA does and how it works?
She asked me what my vision was, what we thought our vision was for the Economic Development Authority.
Yep.
Interesting.
No, it was sad. It was way beyond sad.
When I say interesting, like that, that's what I mean.
And so my thing is if we come with a resolution without any input from the people you're resoluting against, how do you make a resolution, and where is the information coming from? It's coming from he says, she says. Now it's back to old school things that we've been trying to fix all along to get to this point. And now people are weighing in, trying to change this with no direct contact.
Are the meetings that, are they recorded?
Which ones?
Are the workshop EDA meetings?
The workshop was not,
the
and
workshop
the
was not
round table that we just had was not. The city manager's office handled scheduling and public noticing and opted not to invite the city clerk for recording purposes.
So, but regular EDA meetings are recorded.
Meeting.
So even if the city council members can't come to the meeting itself, they could view a recording of the meeting?
And some of them do, because I talked to me afterwards about it.
Okay.
They don't, I don't think they'll.
I mean, it's preferable to be there, but the responsibility should at least be to watch.
It's video recorded.
It's on TV, you can watch it several times.
It's video recorded, the minutes are taken, and the full board packets are available.
Yep, I just wasn't positive that it was recorded.
And you can download it.
Yep, okay.
And here's what's really sad, though. Here's the thing that's saddest about this whole thing, and this is why it has to be resolved one way or the other.
Yes.
Because, you know, as much as I know you're trying to do the economic development work, a lot of the economic development work is just kind of being like forgotten about, because we're arguing endlessly about this structure. And it's at a time when we're actually at a really, in my view, we're at a really good point for Morehead. You know, Derek Lapointe is chomping at the bit to get going on stuff. He's got great ideas. We've had great ideas with Cindy. The two of them could work together. We could see some really good things happen pretty darn fast in Morehead, downtown, and other ways. But in the meantime, everyone wants to be worried about who's controlling this.
That's
so
exactly
we need
right.
to resolve this so everybody can get back to the business of doing what's best for Morehead.
Yeah.
I have some concerns about when it switches back to full city control, about how it's going to play out, but that's not my decision.
Yep.
And I've tried to tell them repeatedly, especially when they say things like the Block E thing wouldn't have happened 5 years ago, I like to point out to them, be careful what you're voting to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know it's not all entirely just because of this one thing, but think about what's been involved. And so I have severe reservations about that, but I also am a pragmatist. I know what's going to happen. We all know what's going to happen. It's not going to stay the way it is for much longer. So, I'm born again about trying to find a compromise. There's no compromise. And we just need to say, either it's going to be this way or it's going to be that way. We think it should be this way. You guys decide. And let's get back to the business of trying to make things happen. And then we need to watch it and make sure that things don't languish in City Hall that should have been handled by economic development.
And so we need you to get us up to speed. And we need to know what's going on. And
one of the downsides is, and I said this at the workshop, I believe, once Cindy or whoever replaces her answers to the city manager, we will only get at EDA meetings what they want us to get.
Yes.
We won't get what Cindy wants us to get, because she'll have to run it by, you know, unless it's approved. Okay. But again, in my estimation, it's all over except the formality of doing it. So we might as well just say, here's our view. In the meantime, we're going to run it this way, and we'll oversee her until such time as we don't.
It is our, to your point and your point, it's our accountability to stay the road,
mm-hmm.
be participative in the process,
yeah.
continue the communication that is
yes.
necessary for us to do it. We need to take that road that says we are doing everything in our control to make this be about the city of Morehead and its businesses and its citizens. And so, and as a board, accountable to the support of our director.
And I would also like to say, make it clear that we as an executive committee, and I think the rest of the board would agree with us, are asking you, directing you in the interim to do everything you can to be collaborative and a cooperative with everyone at City Hall, no matter what you think comes back at you, you know? And do everything you can, just as we will do everything we can, to make it smooth for as long as it's run this way, and then for whatever happens afterwards, because...
And it won't be easy. It won't be easy, but you know...
And for that,
it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it, and it, as hard as it is,
maybe.
You know, you gotta just, you can do it. We have faith in you. I mean, we've all had one-on-ones with you. We all had conversations. You can do this, and we'll do our part to push this in another direction.
And we're available to you. Absolutely.
Anything else?
The last thing, at the meeting on Monday.
Yeah.
Are we gonna do an update?
Yes, put it on as an update, but don't even bring, we're not even gonna bring it in this compromise. I'll tell them that there was some discussion of a compromise, but we determined it was cumbersome and not workable.
There you go. I wanted just some clarity that it's business as usual.
Yeah, and I'll mention that the legal advice that both we and the city manager received was that this was not a very workable.
It would be nice to know if this pay, if this reimbursement thing drags on very long. We should meet again.
He's taken an action on that.
I'm gonna send it.
Yeah.
Before we close the business today, I will email info. How many people do you, I mean, I've already figured, I'm gonna send it to Chris. I'm gonna copy the mayor, I'm gonna copy Shockley. Do I need, I don't know if I wanna copy the whole city council.
I think those two.
I think that's plenty.
That's plenty, those are the representatives.
I think that's good for now.
Yep.
You know, you mentioned that the EDI board, this is from the EDA board, from the executive board, so that, and you could certainly list our names on there, so they know that we were there and we.
They know who we are.
Discussed this.
I will not be in attendance on Monday.
Me neither.
I'm in a funeral, I'm in a funeral.
Okay.
Unfortunately. On both counts.
Okay, any unfinished business?
No.
Okay, we are adjourned.
Thank you.